Track 13. And now we come on to sport. And as it's the end of the cricket season, we'll start with cricket. There won't be another relegation reprieve for Bobby Tracy this season after 7-wicket defeat by Paignton on the final day of the season dropped them into the Premier Division bottom two. The game was billed as a last-day nail-biter between two sides jostling to avoid relegation alongside long-doomed Plimpton. Paignton skipper Noah Wright and opposite number Peter Bradley both knew a win would definitely keep their side up. The losers would be left sweating on a Monday night meeting of the league executive as to whether one or two sides would go down. Peter Bradley, the Bobby Tracy captain, said, although disappointed by the league's verdict, the club would accept it. He added, and I'm sure we will return to the Premier League division stronger. Tynmouth and Shaldon are on their way back to the C division, following a 105-run defeat to champions Clampton. Tynmouth and Shaldon needed Clith St George to lose at Biddeford and a win of their own to have a realistic chance of dodging relegation. Although Clist did lose at Biddeford, the 10 bonus points they earned kept them safe. All Tynmouth and Shaldon took home were 5 points. That was not enough to avoid relegation at the end of their first season in B Division. South Devon, meanwhile, have some work to do during the winter following a 56-run loss against Cornwood that left them hovering over the C West relegation zone. And lastly, Jack Tolley and Anoud Abhishek both hit half centuries and more for Stoke Gabriel in a 4-wicket win over Ipplepen. The Pens were all out for 226 in the 43rd of their 45 overs, with Jono Colgate making a top score of 79. A strong tally, but they still saw it chased down. Ipplepen finished 6th in B Division. Abbots Kurzweil's relegation season in the Tolchard's DCL A Division ended on a low note with a 4-wicket defeat at home to Hatherley. Elsewhere, Sam Robbins, Archie Christophers and skipper Dan Green all made half centuries for Bobby Tracy's second 11 in a 6-wicket derby win over Chudley. Chudley are heading down to C Division West next season, made what looked like a respectable 231 for 9 in 45 overs. And now we go on from cricket to football. Buckland make it 5 wins in a row. 3 first-half goals earned Buckland Athletic another Western Football League win on Saturday, the 31st of August. Saltash United were the visitors at Homer's Heath, and they were dominated by Dan Hart's side all over the pitch. Talking of Hart, and he said that today was a really polished first 45 minutes, putting the game out of sight, really, but I am slightly disappointed with the fact that we couldn't continue the momentum. Newly promoted Newton Abbott Spurs seconds did not get the welcome they wanted on the SDFL opening weekend. They lost 4-1 away at Walden Athletic, with the Clarets setting the pace and reminding the visitors of their new challenge. Herald Cup winners Newton Abbott 66 fared better, beating Elberton Villa seconds thanks to goals from Liam Ashwell. Buckfast Lee Rangers also got their season up and running with a 2-1 home win in the first A38 derby of the season against Chudley Athletic, a result that will give new manager Sean Hawkins confidence that he can get the best out of a good team. And now we come on to running. Teignbridge Trotters have been busy recently. The infamous City to Sea event took place on September the 1st, with many trotters involved on the course and supporting. In the half marathon, Alex Sparks came first, helped by local knowledge and supreme fitness for the Shoreditch to Babbicombe section along the southwest coastal path in 1 hour, 36 minutes, 19 seconds. Elsewhere, Ian Langler and Roger Easterbrook took part in the undulating Dartmoor Royal Regatta road race, a 4.5-metre undulating new route around the town and Naval College grounds. There was plenty of crowd support, good atmosphere, twists and turns around the back streets, and some long, gruelling hills to deal with for the 135 runners. Roger came fifth, whilst Ian came 19th. Recently, the Lusley 10K took place as part of the annual Rural Show, a multi-terrain race with some fine scenery and plenty of wiggles. The bank holiday race always attracts a good crowd and is well supported. The first trotter home was Alex Sparks, second place in 38 minutes 22 seconds, who said, "Brutal, hot, undulating, and yes, worth doing again." And that concludes the sport for this week.